And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 11th of November, 2016. It's Veterans Day, honoring Americans who served their country in the armed forces, originally called Armistice Day because it was on the 11th of November, 1918, that the First World War came to an end. It was on this date in 1921 that President Harding dedicated the Tomb of the Unknowns in Arlington Cemetery in Washington. Four unknown soldiers who had died in the First World War had been exhumed from four different American cemeteries in France, and then one was chosen at random and brought to Washington to lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda and be laid to rest on Armistice Day, 1921, his casket resting on a 2-inch layer of French soil. It's the birthday of Kurt Vonnegut, born Indianapolis, 1922, went off to Cornell, did not do well in college. He dropped out, enlisted in the Army during World War II, was captured by the Germans during the Battle of the Bulge, put to work in Dresden in a factory making malt syrup for pregnant women. He was locked up in a prison camp south of Dresden, and during the famous bombing of Dresden by Allied air forces, Vonnegut hid in a meat locker in a slaughterhouse, which saved his life, and then, many years later, influenced the plot of his novel Slaughterhouse Five, which came out in 1969. More than 135,000 people died in the bombing of Dresden. Kurt Vonnegut, who wrote many other novels, including Player Piano, Cat's Cradle, God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater, Breakfast of Champions, and Time Quake. It's the birthday of the writer Mary Gaitskill, born Lexington, Kentucky, 1954, whose novels explore somewhat taboo subjects, sex work and sadomasochism, books like Two Girls, Fat and Thin, and her short story collection, Bad Behavior. She worked as a stripper and a call girl while she was writing the stories that went into that collection, which was such a bestseller, Bad Behavior, that she was able to pay off her student loans and quit her day job. And it was 90 years ago today, 1926, that the numbered highway system was established in the United States. Highways, roads, dirt roads, gravel, paved, whatever they were thought of as local, and they had local names. But in 1926, the federal government introduced a standardized numbering and signage system. Here's a poem for today by Naomi Shihab Nye, What is Supposed to Happen. When you were small, we watched you sleeping, waves of breath filling your chest. Sometimes we hid behind the wall of baby, soft cradle of baby needs. I loved carrying you between my own body and the world. Now you are sharpening pencils, entering the forest of lunchboxes, little desks. People I never saw before call out your name and you wave. This loss I feel, this shrinking, as your field of roses grows and grows. Now I understand history. Now I understand my mother's ancient eyes. What is Supposed to Happen? Poem by Naomi Shihab Nye from Red Suitcase, published by Boa Editions Limited and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.